I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every time you see her, she telling you, reminding you to go vote. But right now we have the senior advisor for strategic planning for the Biden-Harris campaign, Ashley Etienne. Ashley, how are you?
How are you? That was a lovely story. I'm actually so captivated.
It is a wonderful thing. We're voting, Ashley, and
in big numbers
here in Georgia and all across the nation. Tell us, you have an important job. What are y'all looking at trend-wise? What is the Biden-Harris campaign? What's the status of the campaign? What is it at? Where is it at, and what is it doing now?
Well, I can tell you we're encouraged by the numbers that we're seeing of folks coming out and voting early in Georgia. You know, over 125,000 people have already early voted, and that's encouraging because from our perspective, that says that, you know, folks are ready for a new direction, and that's what Biden and Harris are offering. You know, President Trump turned to us in 2016 and asked our community, what do we have to lose?
Yeah.
That's right. And it's clear 4 years later that we have everything to lose, from our life to our rights are on the line in this next election. And, you know, so how are we feeling as a campaign? Encouraged, energized, you know, naming Senator Harris to the ticket has been phenomenal in terms of encouraging women and Black women and mobilizing the community behind the ticket because of what she represents, not just in terms of progress, but in terms of progress, in terms of vision as well. And folks are, you know, were incredibly impressed with the vice president in the last debate and thought that he, you know, looked the American people directly in their eyes and told them what's at stake in this next election and what we plan to do about it. So, yeah, so we're feeling good about it. I mean, how are you guys feeling on the ground in Georgia?
Look here, I was, you know, waiting to go vote like it was. I tell people I felt like a 9-year-old at Christmas time. I mean, you lay out your best clothes and you go vote.
That says everything, right?
Exactly. Everything. The excitement and enthusiasm that's here. Because for a minute you say, maybe the enthusiasm, are they really going to do this? If you look at the sheer number of our early votes, absentee ballot, it's record-breaking here in Georgia. On pace to beat 2016 any time in the past. And even in the primary, and when you look at the lines, which have gotten better because some of us, you know, drummed up and made some of these counties make some adjustments. So, I think Georgia is going to be in good shape.
Yeah, no, I believe so, too. We need a change in a new direction. You know, I'm over being stuck in my house. I'm tired of being mommy / homeschooler / employee every day. You know, I'm tired of a president who would mock and make light of the fact that we've lost 215,000 Americans to this pandemic with no end in sight. 30 million Americans are without jobs. You know, Black unemployment among Black males is doubled, you know, and his response to it is what it is. And I just think it's that's not good enough. Not only is it not good enough for our country, but it's not good enough for my daughter. It's not good enough for the next generation, and we deserve better. And so I'm excited by the fact that so many people across the country, in particular in Georgia, are taking back the power and owning it and exercising it by voting early and in big numbers. And I love to quote my old boss, Barack Obama, when he says, you know, we got to get Pookie and them off the couch and literally drag this thing over the finish line, because this is a matter of life and death for us.
Talk to that demographic that's, you know, tough to reach, but we see them going, the young college age and the under 25 group. What is your message, Biden's message to them as to what's on the line in this election?
I mean, I think it is, you know, so many young people took to the streets after the killing of George Floyd and Audrey in Georgia and Breonna Taylor and others. And for me personally, it was a hard, challenging time. I found myself up incredibly early in the morning and running further and faster than I'd run the day before each day, with just this sort of burning energy inside of me and feeling like I was helpless to a certain degree. And I like to tell them that, you know, that by taking to the streets, we channeled all of that energy in a constructive, positive way to affect change. The whole world heard. We have to continue that fight, continue to take all of this energy that we're feeling, the anxiety that we're feeling, the pressure that we're feeling from all fronts, from our health with COVID to our economics with our small businesses shutting down all over the country, to our personal mental and health and well-being, and just literally feeling threatened walking out of the door. I tell them to take all of that energy and continue to channel it in a positive way, to own that power and exercise that power in November, because that's the only way it's going to change. Not voting is a vote for Donald Trump. Voting for Biden and Harris is definitely a vote for proven leadership. You know, we don't call him VP Biden for nothing. He was part of the most successful administration in my lifetime, the Obama. I keep saying Biden, which I think is lovely. I probably should coin that. But Obama-Biden administration. You know, we came in, I had the benefit of working for them there. We came in, it was in the middle of a recession, turned around the economy, handed over 5 to 7 years of record growth to Donald Trump, and now it's squandered, 30 million people. We got the 3 a.m. call with Ebola, 4 people died, 215,000 have died in this case with no end in sight. So what a vote for Biden and Harris is a vote for proven leadership that we know and that we can actually trust, because that's a big issue in this, in this debate. Who do you trust? Who do I trust in my life? Who do I trust in my future? Right? And the president of the United States would lie about the dangers of the COVID of COVID for what?
All right.
Would lie to American people die?
We got to take a quick break. If you can hold one second, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to just wrap it up. Give us our marching orders.
Okay, we'll do.
What do the campaign want to see us do over the course of the next 19, 20 days or whatever left in early voting in many states, as well as on Election Day? All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK, the voice of the community. 404-892-2703. Our special guest is Ashley Etienne, and Ashley is a senior advisor for strategic planning for the Biden-Harris campaign. Ashley, in these last few days, 17, 18, 19 days ago, what's the marching orders? What do you want the campaign want to see people doing in the last 3 days to help lift this campaign?
Just what you're already doing in Georgia, which is go out and vote early. Take everybody, all your friends with you. Encourage your friends to challenge your friends. You know, send them all to iwillvote.com to figure out, to learn when and where and how to vote. But, like, it is just that simple. Go out and vote. This has to be clear and decisive on November 3rd, as you heard the president say. He's trying to cheat the election. He said it in the last debate. So we need folks to go out. We own the power. We have the power to make this decision. We have the greatest agency in this election. So folks, go out and vote early like you have been, and take everybody you know.
Is that way or a website where people can keep up with the campaign, make a donation, volunteer, do any of those things?
Oh yeah, all of those things could all of those things are great things to do too. So you can go to joebiden.com and there you can find opportunities to do phone banking. We need a lot of help from people calling their calling through to their neighbors to encourage them to go out and vote. There's also opportunities to text people from your phone to your friends, and other volunteer opportunities. And to your point, you can also donate there as well.
Ashley, now let me get it a little bit in your business. You sound like a young lady, and we have a lot of young people who are interested in politics. Tell us about your ascent. You have worked now with two historic campaigns. You work with President Obama and Biden ticket. You're working with Biden-Harris ticket. For young girls who are out here listening, for young ladies, talk about, because obviously you have a burning for politics and you have an interest in it. How did you come to position yourself to be able to assist probably these two historic campaigns?
Yeah, definitely. And I should also add, I was Speaker Pelosi's communications director, the first woman and definitely the first person of color to ever have that job.
Wow.
So I've been blessed in my life. I will tell you, I just had a desire from a young age. My dad told me, you know, if you want to change the conditions of these neighborhoods, you know, because we went into downtown, and he said, you have to go to Washington because a lot of those decisions are made in Washington. So since a young age, I've always wanted to go to Washington. I didn't know anyone, but what I did is I just wrote out what members of Congress I'd want to work for, wrote out why they should hire me. It's probably the beginning of my communications career. And I knocked on their doors, told them why they should hire me, gave them my resume. And then I knocked on five doors and got three offers. And I just got to D.C., not knowing a soul, and worked really, wow, really hard. You know, and again, I was just incredibly blessed. But for me, it's, you know, the key ingredients are, to your point, desire.
Yeah.
Strong desire to be engaged in the field, to want to make a difference in people's lives, to want to commit your life to service, and then working really hard, you know, as hard as you can. I was always the first person in the door and the last one to leave. And I always was listening and learning.
There you go. Well, thank you for sharing with us. Give
thank
us one
you.
More time the website where people can go get more information either on policy positions or get information on how to volunteer or to donate to the campaign.
That's joebiden.com.
Just that simple.
Just that simple. Go out and vote early, too, and it's just that simple, too.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.